Good afternoon. Showers and thunderstorms will become more numerous through the afternoon and into the evening hours as a frontal system slowly works its way through interior New York and New England from the north and west. Waves of low pressure along the front will enhance the precipitation, allowing it to be heavy at times, and jet stream energy moving in from the west will also cause the thunderstorms to grow to the point where we could have locally heavy downpours producing localized flash flooding. There's also the potential for some stronger wind gusts in and around some of the thunderstorm activity through the evening hours. Before the thunderstorms become more widespread, some breaks of hazy sunshine are possible and even likely, especially in the mid and lower Hudson Valley across into southern New England. And as a result, in these locations, temperatures will reach into the middle and upper 80s. Elsewhere, readings will be in the high 70s to right around 80 degrees with increasing humidity. After the showers and thunderstorms tend to diminish overnight tonight, we'll still see some showers toward tomorrow morning as temperatures drop back into the 60s. We'll still have plenty of clouds around tomorrow, especially in the morning hours, even some showers, then breaks of sunshine from northwest to southeast throughout the day as we start a drying trend with a northwest breeze. High temperatures will be around 80. This will set us up for a nice dry stretch of weather Friday and into the weekend with a mix of sun and clouds all 3 days. Temperatures will start to warm again with highs on Friday in the lower 80s, lower to mid 80s on Saturday, and middle 80s on Sunday. The next front looks to arrive early next week with a scattered shower or thunderstorm Monday and a better chance of showers and thunderstorms on Tuesday. Highs early next week will be in the middle and upper 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of the central and northern high plains. A subtle upper-level ridge will move slowly eastward across the central Rockies today. At the surface, a lee trough will develop from eastern Montana southward across eastern Wyoming and eastern Colorado. This will strengthen southeasterly upslope flow across the central and northern high plains. As surface temperatures warm today, moderate instability should develop along the surface trough with scattered to widely scattered thunderstorms initiating. The instability, combined with rapidly cooling air with respect to height, should support the development of supercells with large hail. As low-level flow increases during the early evening, the more dominant supercells could obtain a wind damage threat. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 117 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 30 at Pawhuska, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with a chance of showers in the lower 80s, Boston mostly sunny in the lower 90s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms and highs in the lower 80s. The average high temperature at Albany today, 80 degrees, the average low, 59. The record high, 95, set in 1898, and the record low, 45, in 1979. Sunrise this morning was at 5:18 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:37 p.m., 15 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and humid with showers and thunderstorms today, some with heavy downpours. Highs in the mid to upper 70s. More showers and storms tonight, lows in the lower to mid 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny and humid with a few showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the mid-80s. Showers and thunderstorms tonight, some with heavy downpours and lows near 70. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and humid with showers and thunderstorms today, some with heavy downpours, highs in the upper 70s. More showers and storms tonight and lows in the lower to mid-60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny and humid today with scattered showers and thunderstorms becoming more numerous toward evening with highs in the lower to mid-80s. Showers and storms tonight, some with heavy downpours and lows in the mid to upper 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny and humid today with scattered showers and thunderstorms becoming more numerous toward evening with highs in the lower 80s. Showers and thunderstorms tonight, some with heavy downpours and lows in the mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, clouds and showers, especially in the morning, then gradually breaks the sunshine during the day with highs near 80. A mix of sun and clouds Friday and Saturday, lower to mid-80s. Mid-80s on Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds. A scattered shower or storm Monday, with more numerous showers and thunderstorms Tuesday. Highs early next week in the middle to upper 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.